I'm Wayne Cabot. A search continues in what was a Mormon church, now a pile of charred rubble in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
We heard a big bang and the doors blew.
A congregant there who survived the ramming of the church by a man driving a four-door pickup truck with two American flags in the truck bed. The attacker, an Iraq war vet, sprayed bullets and then set the place on fire. Four people are dead, eight wounded. The shooter killed in a gun battle with police.
It's devastating to know that I lost friends, and just to see somebody would do this to my church.
The worshipers shielded children from the gunfire and helped each other escape. Another combat veteran is due in court Monday in the deaths of three people at a beachside bar in North Carolina's Cape Fear River, the alleged shooter claiming PTSD. The Carolinas and Florida may see heavy rain through Tuesday from a tropical storm Imelda, now threatening the Bahamas. This is ABC News. Important days ahead for the president, ABC's Selena Wang.
Avoiding a government shutdown is just one of several high-stakes items on President Trump's agenda this week. On Monday, the president will meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The following day, White House officials tell me the president will attend a rare gathering of hundreds of top military officials in Quantico, Virginia. And the fallout from the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey continues. Vice President J.D. Vance says he is certain that more indictments are coming.
ABC's N.J. Burkett now on why New York's mayor, Eric Adams, has quit his re-election bid.
He says it was the issue with campaign fundraising. And look, the fact is, he was polling in the single digits, never more than 9% of the vote of likely voters. And you can't raise money when you're that low in the polls, and when rumors are swirling around that you're going to drop out anyway.
Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75. It's 48 at our studios.
Yeah. why they stopped making music like this. We don't know either.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Well, we've got the local news for you every Monday through Friday, top and bottom of every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to keep you up to date. And, of course, ABC News at the top of every hour around the clock. And, of course, like I said, there's timeless hits there as well. More of those coming up next.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
A sight for sore. 97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. The flowers, oh, I don't know just why, she simply caught my eye. She crept into my heart. I knew I had to say hello. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
And
all I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
Of music, 97.9 WGBW.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are real. Waiting just for you.
painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is on every Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Pete is wired into the Wisconsin entertainment community and also has guests from, well, nationwide acts, too. Pete Schwabba with Nightlight, weekdays 6 until 9 on your home for local news, timeless hits, and fun entertainment with Pete, 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I love
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The victims were Mormons worshiping in Grand Blanc, Michigan. The attacker was a man driving a pickup truck sporting two American flags. A 40-year-old Iraq war vet, Thomas Sanford, drove that truck through the church doors, sprayed the congregants with bullets, then set the place on fire. Police Chief William Rennie says four people were killed, possibly more, as the painful search continues.
The entire church has not been cleared because it's a total loss due to the fire. So these first responders right now, they're in recovery mode. They're trying to fight through all the debris.
The attacker died when police responded with bullets of their own. A gunman suspected of killing three people from his boat as they enjoyed music at a beachside bar along North Carolina's Cape Fear says he's a combat veteran suffering PTSD. He's due in court Monday. The Phoenix Mercury defeating the Minnesota